All right, so welcome to What You Said Podcast. My name is Miss Tavy, and we have a special guest today. Introduce yourself, ma'am.
Hello, Miss Tavy. You already know it's your girl, Ari. Love, 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 love you. So I am Ari from Creme de la Rose CMOS Products. I provide CMOS gels. I provide skincare that's also infused with CMOS products. And I also do hair care products that's also infused. Everything I touch, everything I make, it's made with these hands. Also, it is infused with CMOS. Because I don't think anybody understands how CMOS works, what it does, and how versatile and flexible this stuff is. Hair, nails, eyebrows, whatever you need it to do, it's going to do it for.
Wow. I didn't know it went that deep with CMOS.
It does, and it's crazy because some people don't even know that that's what's in your skincare, your hair care products as of right now. The problem is what other corporations, other people do is they add
chemicals,
all of that extra, extra stuff too. But that stuff is a natural cleanser. It's a natural detox. It's a natural exfoliant.
I got a whole bag of it in my cabinet that I need to go ahead and whip up. I ain't been taking none. But I like that. I like that you are. What got you started with that?
So what actually got me started with is a while ago. I'm talking when I was young. My family had me eating it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was disgusting because my family is old school. I'm talking liquor fruit of, here's some cod liver oil. Yeah, one of them.
That nasty stuff.
But it was great for you. And I didn't know at the time what I was eating. I didn't even know what I was doing. And it's crazy because my friend put me on and she was like, listen, you need to get into this. You need to start doing this and that. You need to start going back into it. And then when I put two and two together and I figured out what it was, I'm like, the whole time I knew what it was. And it solved so many problems for my skin, for my niece's skin. My niece is 4 years old. When she was a baby, she had a problem with baby acne. Mm-hmm. Solved that problem. My mom, blood pressure, blood sugar, diabetes, solve that problem.
Okay.
And that's what we're getting into. We're solving problems for better quality of life, healthier hair, smoother skin.
I'm so proud of you, yo. You remember what? You remember how we met, yo?
What? Wait, remember, because I was too urban.
Man, listen. Yo, hey, but Tropical Smoothie Cafe was lit, though.
It was. It was because of us, though.
Yeah, it was. That's definitely. A baby girl was stuck up. Well, I too was stuck up. Was stuck up.
Like eyebrows. Let me stop. Let me stop.
Yo, I'll never forget that lady, yo, I swear.
You know what's crazy? I learned a lot from that lady and being in that job, though.
Yeah, of course.
Because she showed me everything that I needed to be and who I wanted to be.
That's what's up. Shout out to her, yo. That was a lit little job.
It was. Thinking that was 17. That's what I'm saying. I just went there to have fun.
Cause they weren't paying worth nothing. What? Oh man, yo, that was a long time ago. It's so nice to, you know, see that we're still connected. That I appreciate that. Like, you were one of the ones that I clicked with there, and it's cool that we're still connected to this day.
Absolutely.
So that's dope.
Positive energy knows positive energy, baby. Real.
Hell yeah. I definitely appreciate you coming on to the podcast today, the episode. I really was just talking about, you know, this thing called life. A lot of times people take life for granted, and we don't think about the decisions that we make until we've made them, right? And then we're looking back like, why the hell this had to happen to me? So tell me about your experience with this thing called life. Anything you can enlighten us with.
Baby, I don't know how long you're going to have this podcast. But listen, in life, I think, you know what's crazy? I just went through a really dark, really bad time. And in my bad time, one of my really good friends, best friends, passed away. She killed herself. She left behind 3 kids. And when I tell you, this girl, she was 24.
Damn.
She was a beautiful soul. And when I mean a beautiful soul, I mean always had a smile on her face, always happy, always just always having this ball of positive energy, even though she did whatever she did.
Right.
She could have been talking about people. She could have been doing whatever she's doing, because at the end of the day, she's still human.
Right.
But for the most part, overall, she was still a good person.
Mm.
But the thing that got me was she was smiling and she was happy and she was all of this, that, and the third on the outside. That girl left here with three kids behind. And me being me, I don't think a lot of people talk about this. You don't know what could send somebody over the edge. It could be that man leaving you. It could be you don't know how you're going to make the bills next week. You don't know. Yeah. It could be anything. So extending kindness, checking up on your people, and doing things like that, that's what matters. And I thought about what she left behind. I was mad. I'm going to be 100% honest, because I don't think people were really honest about that. I was mad as hell. I was mad at her, because I'm like, you selfish. You know, you got these babies. I'm like, there's people out here, I'm one, who can't have kids. You got three beautiful blessings. Now, to me, to somebody else, that might look like a curse. To somebody else, it's a blessing. Somebody told me what somebody else, you know how they used to say, oh, one man's treasure, one man's sex is another man's treasure?
Yep.
It don't have to be a man. It could be something else. It could be having children.
Yep.
It could be being able to have the intelligence to use a computer. It could be anything.
Yep. That's true. And
people take so much for granted. And I for one, have too. But that's about life. And, you know, you got to learn, take them L's for lessons instead of losses.
That's what you got to turn the L's to. And it took me a minute. Tick-tocking on the clock.
Girl. Not for the niece coming in and for the TikTok. Oh, we doing this for the ones and twos? We doing it for the
TikToking. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with it. I ain't mad at it. At least she doing it. My kids are 14 and 15, and they do not want to TikTok with me anymore.
Oh.
We can't even do dance. When they were smaller, we used to be able to do the dances and everything. Now they like, mama, I don't want to do it.
No. I'm going to retract my... She wants to invade my TikTok. See, she don't want to do it with me.
Okay, she wants to...
She wants
That's
to
a different story. That's definitely a different story.
And again, she is four. But again, that is my heart. That is who I named my business after. That's the Raw and Creme de la Raw.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but that's my little stank of dank. You know, she's crazy, but we love her.
Gotta love the kids. Mm-hmm. Even when they're crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Even when they crazy.
Absolutely. You gotta love them through the crazy. That's when they're best. And I love it, because she is so... You know what's crazy? I want to be more like her. I know that's gonna sound crazy, but she is so innocent with her bluntness that I love. She's like, why is he talking like that? Well, why? Auntie, I don't like him. I don't like her. So blunt.
And read the vibes real well.
Okay? I said, listen, I needed that back.
Kids normally can read energies real well. So that's a blessing to have that. And to be aware at that age. You know what I mean? Because there's so much stuff going on with these kids these days. Not for nothing. Like, to stress about kids and the things that could possibly happen. Like,
yes.
It'd be on me. I've had to learn how to stop overthinking and letting my mind go. Because, like, my kids are now going to high school. So it's a whole different ball, right? A whole different ball game. Yeah. Yeah. And I'm just like, you got to think about the kids at school, what they going to do. You got to think about the neighborhood that you live in, because of the people that...
All you can do is play defense, baby.
That's it. That's it. I'll be like, and I have to tell my kids, like, listen, you need to be aware of your surroundings. When you go out here to this bus stop, I may not be standing at that door. Be aware of your surroundings. If somebody talking to you, don't talk to strangers. Like, I really, until this day, I still tell them that. Like, it took me a few years to let my daughter walk to the park with her and her brother. Because at one point in time, I was like, no, we're not going to the park unless I walk with you. Now that they have phones, I'm like, all right, you can walk to the park. Just don't talk to strangers.
Find my real quick. I know exactly where you
at. For real. At 14 and 15, I'm like, nah. You know what I'm saying? Uh-uh. So, but, you know, that's one reason why, like, you were talking about how your friend had took her life or whatever. I think that's one reason why I have not taken mine.
Exactly. Like, that would be a reason. Like, if anything else, I think children or your legacy is the reason that would anchor you here to keep doing this thing called life.
Yep. Because mm-hmm. I swear, life is... Like, I mean, they say life is what you make it. And I agree it is. And like you said, sometimes you have to take your L's instead of them being losses, turn them into lessons. For a long time, I was thinking about the losses. And losses brings on failure. Failure mm-hmm. brings on a different mentality because you're always feeling like you're a failure at something. So all of that used to play a lot in my head. And that's why I was like, I don't want to live anymore. But I had these kids, so I ain't had no choice. Mm-hmm. I'm like, who gonna love them like me? Like, who gonna take care of them? They don't got nobody to depend on. So I'm sticking to this thing called life. It's hard as hell, but whatever. You know, I'm here.
Absolutely, and it's difficult because I felt the same way. There was a minute where I wasn't getting any orders. There was days when I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. My job fired me. I'm like, all of those things and all of these failures. The dude that I was madly in love with, he just up and disappeared and went his way and I went mine. So I just felt like everything was going downhill. But I was like, you know, at one point, I didn't get out the bed. I didn't want to get out the bed. I couldn't sleep. And if I couldn't sleep, then the next 2 days I'm up and then I'm over here trying to make stuff and I can't get my formulas right. I can't figure out life. And I don't think people understand when you have a business and you mentally not okay, then nothing is going to be okay.
Nothing is going to be okay.
That is absolutely so true. Nothing. And I advise anybody on whatever scale you're doing business on is to check on you. All of that stuff sounds good when you hustling 24 hours a day and doing all the rest of that. And then you not realizing, oh, you forgot this. Oh, wait, this money is over here. Or, oh, did I do that? Did I eat today?
Mm-hmm. You know, trying to figure out why you weak and lightheaded.
Okay. All of that sounds well and good grinding to death, but it don't feel good on your body. That's taken away from you. You're going to get all of this money grinding and hustling and try to make the next dollar. And you ain't even going to be able to enjoy it because you broke down.
With my business, I haven't made a shirt or nothing in like a few months. I haven't done, and it's not because I don't want to. It's because I haven't felt motivated to do it. And then on top of that, it was like some other stuff that I was dealing with mentally that I had to get right within myself. Mm-hmm. And once I got that together, I'm like, all right, I haven't even done a photo shoot in forever. So it was like, it makes a lot of sense. If you don't have you together inside, everything that you have your heart set for,
your motivation is gone. Your dream is gone. And you know what's crazy? The only thing that brought me back is the why. It's the why am I doing this? The who am I doing it for? And you know what's going to be the vainest thing that I say? I want to get back at every person who's ever left me, who's ever made me feel like I was less than, every person who said I couldn't do it without them, every person who thought I couldn't do it.
Right.
I gotta verse me, and I have to pretend that I'm saying those things to myself while those people are saying it to me. Like, oh, wow. Y'all think I'm gonna quit? I'm like, yeah, y'all did say I was weak. Yeah, y'all did say I was scared. Y'all did. Yeah. You did. But watch this.
But watch this. I like that. That's kind of like my mentality too. I like when people be like, I can't do this. Or I like when people count me out, because then now I got to show you that didn't matter. That counting me out didn't matter. So that'd be my motivation too. I can see that. I really can see that. I like that.
My grandmother used to say that. She said, whatever you got, use it. She said, if you're going to be a hoe, be the best hoe.
Right.
I swear. I'm like,
That's right, though.
If you're going to be the best at something, be the best at it. If you're going to be the best hooker, be the best hooker. If you're going to do clean toilets, be the best at it.
Okay. And grandma ain't never lied, because that is the truth.
And I was young because I didn't want to hear what she was saying. Because I'm like, I'm not cleaning toilets and I ain't going to be no hoe either. I wasn't trying to hear that. But you know, like.
I ain't going to be no hoe either.
And I'm like, listen, but this life thing, it sucks. It sucks, but it's going to get greater later. And you know, what I can't wait for is the day where I want to make. The other thing that I want to say is, it's really funny how life is, because I don't think anybody's ever satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's ever satisfied. Like, all right, so say I make the $1 million mark or however many millions I have.
Right.
After I have that, then what? Am I done there?
No, you want more.
No, now I want more. The problem is that everybody wants more. As soon as they get that thing that they've been craving and that they want and that they get, then they want more. And then there's more. And of course, you deserve everything and anything you want. But when are you going to be satisfied? At what point, when you have every dollar and everything that you need, there are people who have millions and billions of dollars who are not happy.
At all. They're miserable as fuck.
Miserable by themselves and alone.
With all that money.
All of that money. And a lot of the times they're trying to tell women how to be women and men how to be men. But I'm not going to go there. I'm not doing that today.
I've ranted about that so much. I'm so tired of it. I just wish everybody would shut up.
Why can't we encourage each other to love each other?
That's it. Because
you know what the crazy part is, and the part where I have my problem. Everybody wants a companion. Everybody wants to be loved. Everybody on this planet wants to be loved.
True.
But nobody wants to love themselves enough to love somebody else.
That is a whole fact.
And I was one of them. I was.
Me too.
I'm like, and it's not easy. Everything wants everything to be easy. I'm gonna disclose this story. I was in love with this man, and I would have done anything and everything this man wanted me to do. If he told me to jump, I'm jumping. If he wanted me to get ready, I'm ready in 5 minutes. Anything. And that was because of what he taught me and what he brought to the table. He was honestly a good man. He just wasn't the one for me. And I didn't like everything else that he was doing. But the thing that he taught me was, and that I'm going to carry for the rest of my life, when you show me, when you show somebody that they're not needed, that you just want them around, and you just spare time somebody, it's time to go. It is time to go. Anybody who tries to make you feel like you are, but not for that.
Oh. Time to go.
And that just meant at the time I didn't love myself to know, like, damn. He did that shit all of this time and I didn't get the fuck up out of there. But you thinking, oh, he loves me. Oh, he does this. Oh, he does that. Oh, he's teaching me.
Mm-mm.
Nah, baby. He's doing it and giving it all to somebody else. Baby, get out. Run.
Leave instantly, okay? Expeditiously. Oh man, that. I mean, I really think that I've had one of those experiences in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I stuck around somebody for so long because I wanted to be with them. I didn't want to be alone. I thought they loved me, and they were just, that's just the way that they are. That's just mm-hmm. who they are. But I felt neglected, and I was like, I can't be in that relationship like that. So I end up leaving. Mm-hmm. But that's the same thing for people who've been in like an abusive relationship.
That's what I don't think people understand. Being with somebody who does that to you is about the equivalent of somebody being in an abusive relationship. Just because somebody isn't hitting you doesn't mean they're not physically or mentally punching you in the chest or put yep. every time you feel like yep. damn, like
yep.
I have and heard some things from somebody. When you hear something from somebody who you look up to, who you admire, who you see as somebody who you want to be like or be a partner to, say right. the hurtful and mean things that they say, that does something to your spirit. That does something to you as a woman. Mentally. Or a man or whoever you are, mentally and physically. Because I'm not going to say there ain't no bogus ass broads out here.
Okay.
Because I was a bogus broad for a second. I could be 100.
I definitely was probably a manipulative person at one point in time. I definitely know that for a fact. When I was young and dumb. I ain't know no better. I thought that was the way that you're supposed to get them, is manipulate them. So, yeah, I definitely could call myself bogus. For
And that's the best part about, see, that's the beautiful thing about life. Is you can say, yes, I was the good woman. Yeah, I was the bogus broad.
Yeah, I was both. I had my times when I was this one, and I had my times when I was a good woman. I definitely mm-hmm. was an ain't shit woman at one point. I definitely can say that about myself, real talk.
And the best thing that happened for anything is the gift of goodbye. See?
Bye-bye. See you later.
There was days where I was crying and, oh my God, he don't love me and this person don't see me and this. I'm like, I gotta see me. God called me. God chose me. If you can't see me, that's on you.
That's your fault. That's your problem. It's not my problem. Self-love is very beautiful. I must admit, to be able to love someone else, you have to first love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, a lot of people don't take the time to love themselves, because a lot of people don't even take the time to sit with themselves.
Some people don't know how to. Let's talk about that. You don't know how to. Let's take me. If you are programmed to take care of everybody else, and I'm talking from young, going to other people's houses, cleaning them. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about you going to go watch other people's kids. You not taking care of you. You don't know how.
Yeah.
You don't know how. And that's the thing that I want to beat into people's brains. Yeah, you over here preaching self-love and, oh, love yourself before you love somebody else. Can you talk to that person's heart? Can you speak to that person's soul and tell them and show them how to?
Facts. Facts.
That I have with men and women. Men and women, they always, oh, heal yourself. You weren't meant to heal by yourself. Then why is there a higher power?
Mm.
You were meant to heal by yourself. Why is there an Adam and an Eve? Why is there always an opposite to everything? There's a light, there's a dark.
True.
There's a moon.
True.
One can't do without the other. This is why man can't do without a woman, and a woman cannot do without a man.
Hello. Okay, preach. Preach. Okay. And I feel okay. Because you said you speaking, you dropping some jewels. Like, that is real talk. That is real talk. And see, me being from the opposite side of not being around people. So when I got around people, I wanted people to love and accept me. Mm-hmm. But I didn't love and accept myself. So mm-hmm. how the hell was I expecting them to do that? You know? Went through them life lessons, baby. Them life lessons will teach you some shit.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
Teach you some shit. Okay.
And still learning. That's the beautiful thing about it.
Yep.
Is you're going to keep learning. It don't stop until you're in the grave, baby. It don't stop. And when you can't learn anything, that's when it gets scary.
Ooh. I don't ever want to get to that point.
There are people who will not learn a thing.
They're not teachable.
Because I'm going to tell you this. It took me a long time to learn that lesson. I'm not telling my age that ain't in y'all business. But there was one specific lesson that I had to keep learning. And it was about men, of course, because I kept running looking for love. And I'm like, and then I started realizing all these niggas had different faces, but it was the same problem every time.
God darn it. If I gonna learn my lesson yet? Oh right. My God.
Right. Like, look here. I'm like, look, God. All right, now. What is it? Which one? What do I gotta do? What is it?
It'd be a different face, but when it's the similar issues, that's the last motherfucking, you'd be like, but I thought you were different.
Right.
No, not different.
Right. You're either not growing fast enough. You're not doing it's always something. And the sad part about men and women, where women and men differ, men don't understand when a woman gives unconditional love. Because when they're screaming, oh, we get conditional love. Yes, if you smack me, I don't love you no more. What are you talking about? Yes, if you cheat on me and you know I don't want to get cheated on and I set that boundary, yeah, the love ain't gone, but you hurt me, nigga.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't know if I'm supposed to say nigga or not, but
you're good. It's okay. So good. You're good.
Yes. Yes. Unconditional love. Yes. Kids get unconditional love, and so do men. And I don't think the problem is, full disclosure, when I was in jail for a year and a half. All of those women that was in there because of a man.
Because of a man.
Taking their time on the chest, like, yeah, that's my man. He da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Or she did this for that one. Or he did this for that one.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Now, I ain't snitch, but I ain't do it.
Right.
I ain't snitching, but I ain't taking that charge. You gonna have to find out who did that.
And I'm talking wives. I'm talking side chicks. I'm talking bottom chicks. Yes. Yes.
Damn. I don't think I love a motherfucker that much. I'm sorry.
Mm-mm. Yeah, this stuff that people be talking about, man, I throw my phone sometimes. I'm like, yo, y'all don't need it. Y'all don't want what y'all
are asking. Be throwing the phone. They don't. They really don't. A lot of people don't. A lot of people don't.
I don't even want a chick to be happy all day, every day.
I don't.
How about that?
Mm-mm.
I remember just being happy, like, oh, baby, hey, I miss you. Hey, what's going on? Hi, love. Hey, just being happy to see somebody.
And he ain't like that?
He didn't appreciate that shit. No, because it wasn't me. Because, see, the thing is, when somebody got somebody else, they don't want you to do it. They want somebody else to do it.
That's crazy as fuck.
That's the thing.
That's crazy as fuck right now.
And I got to be accountable because I did a lot of things too. I was one of those erratic in my emotions all the time kind of people. I was always in my feelings. I was always in my emotions. I always wanted to talk about my feelings and all the rest of that. And I was like,
that shit is exhausting, ain't it?
It was. It was so exhausting because I was like, damn, why do I feel like this? Like, is he doing it or is it me? Like,
is it me?
I was always in my emotions and always in my feelings. And I always felt like I wasn't enough with this man. And I just thought this man was like better than sliced bread. Like,
damn.
But that when we bring him down, when we realize that this
take him off that pedestal,
when you realize that this man is just another man, baby,
it's like an awakening happens.
It does. Jasmine Sullivan, she said, "Now y'all listen. Now y'all gonna see. Y'all gonna make a hoe out of me."
Uh huh. Yeah, I felt that song. That song hit hard for me 3.5 years ago when I broke up with my ex. Mm-hmm. I was just like, okay, y'all just finna make me comfy. Y'all just want me to be a hoe out here because y'all don't want nobody to love y'all.
Y'all don't want nobody to motivate you.
That's fine. You don't want to. And I don't even want to be a gold digger. I want to be the cheerleader. I want to be the motivator.
That's not enough.
Girl, please.
It's never enough. It's never enough that you sit home with your cootie cat, not giving it to nobody. Just sitting on good cat.
Just sitting on good cat at home. The fuck? Just, it ain't, listen. I said I put my shit in some saran wrap. Yeah. And wrap that bitch up and put it in a deep freezer because I ain't using it. Like,
and you know what's crazy? My homeboy, he told me the smartest thing ever. He said, if you want to be successful in business, throw your kitty cat away. He said, I mean, throw it away. All men are, all anything else is, that's not adding to your life, is a distraction.
And a whole one too. A whole distraction. And I don't think they understand that. And I really honestly, when we get into like topics like that and stuff like that, I be feeling like I'm crazy. Because I want to just say, just go ahead and just break my back in and just be done with it. But then a part of me is like, I'm not finna just give you this, because when I need something and I'm down and out, where are you gonna be at? Can I call on you when I need somebody to talk to, sir? I don't want to just give you my cat and that's it. That, you know, that's it. Like,
I gotta tell you a secret, and everybody's gonna be mad at me. For me, it don't matter. For me, it does not matter. I don't care. If I want sex, then I want to get it.
I mean, yeah, of course.
If he messes with me like that, he's gonna be there whether I give it to him on the first date. I'm not saying that.
True.
Acceptable. Whether you give it to them on the first day, the first 3 weeks, or the first 5 months. Who's to say men sit there and wait longer and then go ahead and just skate?
True.
Just because you were something to chase at the time. So, I don't know. And I can't go off of vibes no more. Vibes are liars.
Full-blown liars.
Vibes are liars. And I heard something. I don't know who it is, but he is the sexiest man I've ever. His mental is absolutely amazing. It's on Tonight's Conversation. The light skinned guy.
Yes. I'm in love with him.
I will marry him.
I'm in love with him.
And I don't even know. Disclaimer. I love dark-skinned men.
Love them both.
He would be the light skin one I get. He would be the one I marry. He would be it.
I'm in love with him. I just love his mentality, the way he talks and delivers. He be so real with that shit. But what he say?
He said, good vibes are often tethered with unhealthy relationships or toxic relationships. Mm. And that's true, because the vibes be awesome. You be... Everything is great, everything is good, and then how you get from here to not speaking and ghosting each other and all the rest of that. Vibes are fake. You can create a vibe. Like, I don't
very fake. I totally agree with that. That is so fucking true. And I'm gonna tell you why that's true. Perfect example. Now I don't know if you see my post I put on Facebook the other day. But
I like all your posts anyway.
Thank you. So I met this dude. Now, mind you, I met this dude on a date now. Mm-hmm. Don't judge me. I'm on a date now.
I swipe.
Yeah, I swipe left, swipe right, whatever. So me and this dude matched at the beginning of February. I was like, okay, you know, we're going to see where this conversation goes. We get into talking on the phone. We FaceTime a couple times, text a couple times. You know, we constant. It's every day talking. Mm-hmm. He's like, I like the vibes that we got. Keyword, vibes. I can't wait to come up there and hang out with you and take you on a date so, you know, we can see how this goes. Okay, cool. So, we talking every day, texting. Hey, babe. Hey, baby. How you doing? I'm good. I'm babe. He, babe. We, hey, baby. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
2 days, or maybe a week before we were supposed to meet each other face to face, he texts me and says he wants to come see me. Now, mind you, I work 10-hour shifts. So, mm-hmm. 8 o'clock in the morning to 7 o'clock at night. By 10 o'clock that night, I'm somewhere asleep.
Right.
But I wanted to see him, so I was like, yeah, okay, we can meet up. You come see me, and woo-woo.
Mm-hmm.
So, for some reason, I feel like I was a sign. I ain't gonna lie, I feel like I was a sign. I put my phone on the charger and went to the bathroom. And I got sleepy. I was, you know, dozing off, whatever. I come back to the phone. This man had to call me 5 times. Now, I called him 5 minutes after I got that last missed call. He said he's already on the highway. Dude, you could have came and pulled back around to come see me if you really wanted to come see me. It was right there.
5 minutes, yeah.
5 minutes. He wasn't even on the highway yet. So that was one. That was strike one. So I was like, all right, cool. So I apologized to him. I was like, that was not my intentions for you to come here and we not meet each other. But I wasn't feeling good. So next day goes on. He texts me like that afternoon and say, damn, no text message or nothing. I looked at my phone like,
are you
entitled? I'm like, what? You know, what's going on with this? That's not the vibes that we had that we had put on each other. You know, it was normally a good morning, baby, a good morning, love, whatever. Mm. So, long story short, I texted him, was like, I'm not feeling good. Blase, blase. He's, you know, well, you get some rest. I'll check on you later. He checked on me like one time later on that day, and I texted him back. He never responded to me. So the following day, the day before we're supposed to meet each other to go on his date, he texts me. I text him back. He's like, how you doing? I'm good. He's like, okay, you're going to be good for tomorrow? I'm like, yeah. Then this motherfucker going to text me and say, so what we doing tomorrow? Because you're giving me the vibes that you want to cancel. I'm like,
is there a reason I should cancel?
But I'm sitting here like, but how I give you them vibes? We ain't even talked in like 2 or 3 days. He gonna say it was my fault. Shit, and then we ain't talked no more that day. I have not spoken to him in 2 weeks. No, a week. It's been a week. Fucking vibes. But if you really wanted to get to know me, if you really wanted that, you would have brought your ass back around here to see me. You would have still kept the same vibes. I feel like he had another woman. I'm going to be honest.
It's always somebody else. It's always, the problem is, it's all these options.
Everybody got options. Everybody got options.
Everybody has all the, you know, everything is so obtainable and touchable. Me personally, I just stopped. I stopped it. Like, I don't even have, I tried to get to know somebody and I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, I think I sabotaged it when I know it ain't going nowhere.
I know for me, I know that I got a lot of work to do on myself. Right. I got too much work to do on myself. So for me to start trying to talk to somebody and have this little feel good thing or whatever, that little drop of dopamine, it ain't worth it. It's not worth it.
I be wanting it so bad, but it ain't worth it.
Everybody does, and that's human, and it's great. And if you have that thing, that's awesome. It's the keeping it. It's the
obtaining it.
It's not even that. When somebody doesn't show any interest in me, it's like trying to pick my brain and see how I am or anything like that, I'm immediately gone. I'm done for. I'm not, but I just sat here for almost 2 years and literally almost the last year, laid in the bed next to somebody who I was madly in love with and wondered why the fuck I was there.
Damn.
When you do that, it makes you get disgusted.
Yeah.
And you don't get disgusted with them. You get disgusted with yourself.
With yourself.
Why did you do that?
With yourself. You damn right. You damn right about that one, baby girl. That one is the truth. Because I damn sure was disgusted with myself a few years ago.
Mm-hmm. When you get disgusted with... It's the soft nigga era for me. That's what it is. Like, and I've been with the hoodest of hoodies to the manicure, pedicure niggas.
What's the soft nigga era? Explain to me what that is.
I can't because I'm about to make a lot of people mad. I don't care, man. It's these niggas who was raised by side bitches. That's what's wrong with them. What's wrong with them? I don't care what nobody says. Anything or anybody who keeps there and is always combating with a woman who's always saying, oh, you need to do this and you need to do that.
Yeah, that shit is weird.
Person and all the rest of that, like,
that shit is weird to me.
There is a difference between being blunt and having a thoughtful way of saying something.
Right.
I could say, Octavia, you got booger right here. like, or I could say, hey, go like this. You know what I'm saying? It's something.
So that, it's the way simple, you say
that,
it.
That simple to happen. And it's not hard. It's not hard. It's all about having human compassion and treating somebody like a human.
But motherfuckers lack that. Motherfuckers lack that.
But that's what COVID was for. That was to dehumanize people, to take away your emotions from something.
That's crazy.
All of that time when everybody was behind a computer screen and sitting there looking at TV, that was you desensitizing yourself from people and making your emotions for about yourself and being about self and not caring about what everybody else got going on. And of course, you have to have a bit, you have to have a little bit of everything. You have to have compassion. You have to have selfishness. You have to have a little bit of everything.
Everything, yep. It goes hand in hand.
For you to be just, oh, I'm all about me. What is it going to do about me? And if it ain't got nothing to do with me, I mean, then what are you contributing to the community? What are you contributing to life itself? What are you here for? Mm. Who sent you? And again, and not only what are you here for, but who sent you?
Where you come from?
Right. Did the devil
where you come from? Where you come from?
The seventh circle of hell?
Or man, listen. Seventh
type 11?
Listen. That's crazy. Damn.
You can be a saint or you can be a demon, but I gotta listen. The sermon is everything.
The sermon is everything. I'm not a saint, but I damn sure ain't the devil. But I think my intentions are genuine towards folks.
Mm-hmm.
I feel compassion for people. I also know when people are full of shit and you got to use your intuition and your discernment to decipher between the two.
Mm-hmm. I can be honest. When you go through them dark times, I ain't have compassion to nobody. I was a villain. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck her. Fuck them kids. Fuck everybody. Fuck all of you.
Yeah.
Fuck this. The street light. Why is the lights on? Fuck these lights.
It ain't be like that. Yeah. It fucking be like that. And who's to say that's wrong? You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm. It is wrong.
You think so?
Absolutely, because you gotta be thankful for everything. Because everything is here for a reason.
True.
Everything. The only thing I don't think is here for a reason is slugs, but I'm not. But it helps them grow, but whatever.
Whatever. Whatever.
But
damn, that's crazy.
It's here for a reason. You have to be thankful for everything and everybody who comes and goes and stays in your life. Like, you are one of the people who I am thankful for. Like, if I don't think I'm talking to anybody else from then.
Me not neither.
Not
me neither. Me neither.
And you know what? I'm glad that we did stay in contact And also, you buying my product and stuff. And my mom still got that sweatpants suit back there. I'm coming back for another one. Talking about her butt big. Like, girl,
get him. Okay. That's what's up, yo. I really, really am glad to know you as a person. I've seen you grow. I'm very proud of you, friend. You're not even a friend. You like my sister, so I don't even... Friend is such a broad word, so I say my sister. Real life. So I'm really proud of you.
I appreciate it. And there needs to be more women empowering women. And we need men empowering women. And we need women empowering men. We need everybody empowering everybody.
Everybody.
Especially in our community.
Because we're the one community that beats each other down more than any other community.
And that's the funny part. Everybody speaks about community, but nobody speaks about how to pull it together. Everybody's ready to tear down the other one. I could say, until I'm blue and black in the face, oh, men need to do this, and men need to do that. How about somebody makes a forum so that way that can happen? How about somebody makes a platform about what women need to do more instead of beating them down?
You right. Wonder,
and I can't stand women who screams at the pick-me's and all the rest of that. I'm like, how are you going to sit there and scream at this woman about being a pick-me when you had to go through that? You had to go through that in order to say what you're saying. You had to. So you sitting here calling her dumb and, oh, you need to be accountable. No, baby, she needs a mom. She needs a hug. She needs to know that she's beautiful. She needs to know that she don't need that man's validation. She needs to know who she is again.
Yep.
You need to help her along the way. Give her some spiritual guidance. Whether, I don't care who you call them, Buddha, Allah, whoever.
Yo.
Somebody needs to start. And that's why they killed off all of our grandparents and stuff, because they knew where it was at. That was the ones who were rooted. That's what's wrong with us. We're the only community who doesn't hold our elderly the way that everybody else. Native Americans, they always go back to the elders. Always. Africa, they always go back to the elders and to their ancestors.
Straight facts. Straight facts. That is all facts.
Anything here?
And that's why the land is like it is over here.
And that's why the food is the way that it is. They're trying to kill us. They're trying to kill us.
With every fucking thing.
With everything. With your organic food, yes. Some of that stuff is fake, too.
Yep.
It's fake. They're trying to kill us. They're telling you in your face, and it says, I don't know if anybody reads their Bible, the devil hides in plain sight.
It definitely says that.
Plain.
That motherfucker right there in your face.
Right.
The fuck?
I mean, it don't take a rocket science to, I mean, if they sitting there talking about plastic lettuce and all the rest of that, you don't think they're going to do that to everything else?
Child. The way they said, don't go get no food, don't go get no meats from Wally World. And I was like,
absolutely not. Absolutely not. I won't. I can't. Listen, I'm trying to get off of chicken, but, you know, the black in me said.
The chicken, bro. I swear. And I be trying to stay away from, I don't really eat red meats like that. Every now and then I might get some beef to make some beef stew or beef and broccoli. But I really don't eat. I eat a lot of chicken and fish. And I don't do fish like that because of the mercury. And I just, girl, can't even fucking eat nothing. We can't eat nothing.
Right, we're going to be eating ice. Ice. And juice. Oh, and that's the other thing. Like, you gotta, when you really get down to the science of all the rest of this, there ain't too much where you can hide unless you're growing your own stuff.
Unless you're growing your own stuff.
Like, even I see all these other people like juicing, and you see everybody juicing now. I'm like, did you check the number on them? Did you get the wax off of them?
See, a girl. I bought some grapes the other day because I started juicing. You feel the fucking film and shit on that? It is so disgusting. I get my baking soda and my vinegar.
Yes.
In that motherfucker, because no. Mm-hmm. It'd be film on the...
If you let
that
thing sit and you see the brownness and the dirt and all of the rest of the stuff off of it, you're like...
This is the shit we're putting in our body.
Correct.
And that's how cancer and all this other shit is happening, because of the shit we're putting in our body.
Absolutely. And it's crazy. It's crazy. And it's like people hear vegan and they automatically think they're healthy. I don't eat red meat and I don't eat but baby, I'm plump. I will eat the fish, any kind of fish, fried, baked. You still putting it in grease is good. And still eat sea moss, okay? I'm the same person. But just because you eat like that does not mean you're not healthy or you are healthy. You have to start somewhere. There is somewhere that you have to start on your wellness journey.
Because I can't be no vegan.
I can't do it. I can't. I love chicken.
I cannot be no vegan. I will be hungry, okay? I will be hungry. Listen, I will be a little bit too hungry.
Alkaline vegan. When I tell you she was the most unhappiest I've ever seen. She was angry all the time. I'm like, yo, go in here. Go make you a burger or something. Go fry some chicken or something.
Oh, like, my God.
You going to do this with me? Dr. Sammy says you should, but guess what, baby? I'm going to try it for about a good 2 weeks.
Hell nah, bro.
I can go healthy.
I can be a vegan for a week.
Some chicken. Not put no sauce, no seasoning on it. Ugh. I can do that. What I cannot do is just eat vegan. And then I tried to eat the vegan, like the patties. All of that stuff to me tastes like cardboard.
Ugh.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Chicken, almost chicken, impossible burgers. The only impossible burger that I thought was good
was Burger King.
Burger King, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that got me. That got me,
because
I ain't know.
It had me sold on that one, baby. And I ate that. I was like, oh, okay, I can do that. But yeah, that morning side in the in the grocery store. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and then you find out, then you like, why? I'm not paying $10 every day. I'm for a burger? The hell?
I get a turkey burger. The shit is crazy. The more healthier you want to eat, the higher you gonna have to pay for shit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why they, if you think about it, it's really crazy because everything has went up. Granted, inflation. But why does it cost more to buy apple cider vinegar now? Why does it cost more for lemons and limes and celery and everything now? Ever since what's his name? Oh my God, I'm gonna get his name wrong. Ever since he did the detox with the celery and the apples and all of that, apples with sky high. Celery went sky high. Oh, that went crazy. And that's why I said it's all a system. It's all about being programmed.
Yep.
I'm going to stick to what I know. So it's the water and the sea moss. I might have my cup of coffee every now and then. Because that does, if you drink black coffee, that does burn fat cells.
Oh. Black, plain black coffee.
Plain black coffee. Burns fat. Is caffeine good for you? No. But it is said that if you drink 8 ounces of black coffee, it burns fat.
Oh, interesting to know that.
Because, and that's the other part of my journey. I lost weight. So I was down to 208 or 209 pounds.
Nice.
I was 300 and some change. I then...
You sound like where I'm at right about now. 300 and some change.
And it was absolutely... I felt great. But it was the reason behind it and why I did it. And then I gained more weight and I stopped eating sea moss for a minute because, again, I was in my little dark space and I was like, the only reason why I lost weight was to be with this nigga and this nigga don't even want to be with me. Now I'm getting mad at myself. And I'm sitting here eating my feelings and eating my problems away. And here I am back.
Gaining that fucking weight.
And you know what? And then I looked at it. I was like, I'm going to turn this L into a W. Because I'm going to gain all of this weight. And then I'm going to have another 6 months to get this weight off of me like I did before without him.
Right.
And I'm going to show everybody how I do it. And I'm going to do it again.
That's what's up. I applaud you for that. That's what's up. I'm working on it, bro. I'm like, if I could just get to 3, I think that's the start for me. I just get to 3 and then I work on the rest. I like being fluffy, but not too fluffy. I just want to get to a 3. Solid 3. I'm good. But at one point in time, I was hitting 2. I was almost at 400, bitch. And I was depressed. I was sad. My knees was hurt. My back was hurting.
People don't understand when life happens, that happens.
I was literally in here eating my feelings. Not doing shit, but eating my feelings. I was getting to 400. I was like, yeah, that's too close to 600. Fuck around and end up on 600-pound life. And I ain't mad at those folks.
I ain't mad at them either because, listen, I was trying to eat myself into 600 pounds because how come every single one of them got somebody wiping their ass?
Okay. That's what I was thinking. Like, if I get bigger, maybe I get somebody. Like, what? Get
somebody to wash in between my rolls and shit. Buy me 7 pizzas. I'll do it. The hell?
Not seven pizzas.
Hell.
Oh, shit. Hell nah, bro.
I'll try it, damn it. I'll be good at it. You want to feed me all day and watch my ass? Absolutely. Sign me up.
Fucking hilarious. Oh my God. But yo, nah, for real though, I definitely appreciate you coming on. I ain't gonna keep you no longer than that, cause you know, life be lifing, word. And I gotta go be on my mommy duties and go get groceries.
This is fun.
Most definitely, we gotta do this again, like for real, for real. And I need your Instagram for your business. What's the Instagram name?
It's CDLRAH.
That's easy to remember because it's like five letters.
Right. I tried to make an abbreviation. Everybody's like, what's that? Creme de la Rock.
Okay. That it been some old long ass shit. Boy, I've been mad as hell. Wait, what'd you say that was? No.
Right.
Nah, but most definitely we're gonna link up again. I definitely appreciate you coming. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Same here. Thank you for having me. I love you to pieces. Thank
love you,
you
too.
Thank you.
All right, you have a good day.
You do the same, love.